Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I haven't looked at the weather this weekend. It's been cold.
I always look at the weather. I told you, I'm a weather snob.
My wife sent me a video yesterday of a hailstorm that was taking place in our backyard. Did you get wind of that?
I remember what day was it this week? Maybe Monday or Tuesday. I came out and you and I were only 10 miles apart. There was like a little light snow dusting on the windshield, which is very rare. I mean, the whole weather patterns have changed since we were kids. And we've talked about this. I feel like when we were young, like on Halloween, it was freezing. Because I remember I had to bundle up and it took away from the good costume. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas now, like sometimes kids are running around in shorts. And it's almost like October has become April. I've said that before. Or even May, early May. Whereas now April has become what October used to be.
You're going from the fall months to the spring. I was just thinking of it in my mind. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. In my mind, I felt like everything's just getting pushed back. October is now what September used to be. November is what October used to be. December is what November used to be. You know what I'm saying?
And you can look at it that way, too. I just know from being on the baseball field so much, like it's, you know, in April and May, but then, like, I mean, there's games we're playing in October and football, obviously, you know, 73 degrees. I'm like, it feels like it's like late May.
So what's the temperature supposed to be on Sunday?
Mid-50s, sunny. It's going to be nice. That's not bad. That's great.
What was it when you went last week? You were at the Jet game.
It sucked, of course. It was rain. That wasn't cold.
Right, okay.
Well, but it was raining, you know, it was raining. I mean, I'd rather be cold than wet. Come on, dude.
I don't know. It depends how cold. Because if I give you 70 degrees wet versus 20 degrees dry, which one would you take?
Is the 70 degrees wet, is it a constant stream or is it like a little on and off? I mean, because to sit there in a deluge, which it wasn't, by the way, but at one point, when we went inside to the Corona Club because we were in 216, once it came down consistently, I'm like, let's go. Like, you know, but so I would but 70 and wet, I'd probably go 70 and wet rather than like 20 and wind and stuff.
See, that's why it's not the wetness that would bother me, although I hate, you know, nobody knows how to drive in the rain. And then you got to get the umbrella in the rain, and there's usually a little wind that comes along with the rain, and then the umbrella is useless. So that I don't like.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about just going to a game, going to a stadium, you got your jersey on, your hoodie on, whatever.
A little skull cap action.
You know, I'm thinking, I guess, the warmth in Miami rain. Usually we're not getting 70 in rain here during the football season. But if it's not cold, I can deal with the wetness. Sitting out at MetLife, the thought of being at MetLife Stadium for anything under 40 degrees to me is not appealing in any way, shape, or form whatsoever.
What was this? Was it Sunday night against Cincinnati 2010 or 2011? One of the first.
Wasn't there a Thursday night game?
I was there.
Playoffs?
No. I was there for that game.
Okay.
That Thanksgiving game, I was there against the Bengals.
Okay.
That's not the game I'm referencing. There was a Sunday night game. I think it was the last game of the regular season, I think. Jets smoked them.
Went on Thanksgiving, huh, to a football game.
I did. Yeah, no kids. We just got engaged. It was actually a lot of fun. Took a few of my buddies. It was a blast, actually.
Interesting.
It was really fun. And I like the wind chill was like minus. It was unhealthy cold. I'll tell you this before we get back to the calls and forget about the weather stuff. Even playing golf. Now, think about the weather when you and I played with Francesa.
Yeah.
Remember how nasty it was?
Yes.
It was windy and wet. But
yes.
Give me, when I'm playing golf.
That was cold that
yes,
day.
It was. Give me rain. More than wind. I can't stand playing golf when it's windy. I can't stand it.
So you'd rather play in the rain?
I would, actually.
Again,
yeah.
It would need to be warm. Hey, what's the difference for me? I don't really care.
I'm still going to shoot what I shoot.
Yeah, no matter what, it'll be sucking wind. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Mark is in Farmingdale. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Love your show. I was actually at that Bengals game. Had like five layers on.
Yeah.
Just won like 27-0.
Yeah, they crushed them.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yep, but just real quick, 3 points. My daughter's an alumni. I know you're alumni at Marist. My daughter's a Marist freshman there. So just giving a shout out to her.
Let's go Foxes. God bless her.
And then AG, with the media, as you said, BT, 100% agree with you. That is his plan, just to make it for him and take all the onus on him and to try and control the media. I wanted to make a point about Woody. That was the main reason I called in. So I'm not a fan of Woody. Obviously, when he came out with those comments about Mike White, who played with like five broken ribs and told him he basically stunk in the locker room, I've never been a fan of him, and that even made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
But he had these comments about a couple weeks ago where he said, Jet fans know what we're doing. And after that, basically they traded their two best defensive players away. And do you think basically when he said that, look, we're tanking, we're going for the number one pick, and this is all a rebuild, do you think that was an innuendo there? And I had one more comment after that. But
I don't necessarily myself. What was the other comment, though? I don't know. I didn't take it that way.
All right, last comment. I love Sal's rant on Joe Shane. I actually gave him the moniker Joe Schmo when they actually hired him.
But I mean, come on, Mark. Be a little respectful here. But
no,
I
like that one. That's funny. Thanks for the call, Mark. I mean, I didn't do it. I wasn't saying that, but that's not a bad one. I wouldn't do it when he started, but that's not a bad one now. As a matter of fact,
it does fit a little bit now. Yeah. But he said when it started.
I'm disappointed I didn't come up with that myself. We got Mike Clown. We got Ben McAdoofus. Joe Schmo fits right in there.
You're going to lament that Mike Clown one, man. He's gonna turn you into a believer. Watch.
No.
We got months to diagnose the Knicks. Don't worry.
He's won 50 games or whatever it is before with Sacramento. I didn't base calling him Mike Clown on what he did with the Knicks to start. You know where it's coming from. I just don't believe in him.
Two-time coach of the year. Watch.
All right. Yeah, I'm watching. I saw the Magic bully them run.
Yeah,
the
Magic, but they punked them.
The thing I liked about Mike Brown, though, was that he did. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, that he took accountability, no excuses, no nonsense.
No Brunson tonight. He got to play Miami. You know, it's we haven't done a ton of Knicks yet, but we're getting to the point where we're going to start doing it.
You have to understand something. I'm a Parcells disciple. I'm a Pat
disciple.
Riley.
You mean from his coaching tree?
No, like they taught me. Yeah, they taught me sports and life.
So it's Charlie Weiss, it's Belichick, it's Sal Licata.
Pat Riley was like a second father to me. Well, no. Here's what I would say. Mike Francesa is part of the Parcells tree.
Yes.
Nobody would dispute that.
Yeah, no. They were buddies, and then they couldn't stand each other.
And I'm part of the Mike tree. Mm-hmm. Nobody can dispute that. So,
yep.
But even before I knew Mike and worked with Mike, You know, the Parcells book, his last season with the Jets, supposed to be his last season, first book I ever read. I love Parcells. So I am a, my fandom and belief in sports and how things are done comes from Parcells, Pat Riley, and by extension of Riley, Van Gundy, and by extension of Van Gundy, Tom Thibodeau. Those are my core beliefs. Now, you have to evolve, of course, with the sports. You're talking about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, just to get back to the Mike Clown thing, I'm a Tibbs guy who, you know, I was a Van Gundy guy, I was a Riley guy, I was a Parcells guy. Those guys, to me, are one way. Mike Brown is a totally different way. It doesn't mean he can't work.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that I don't believe in that being a sustainable, successful hire.
You are a loyal branch, is what you're a loyal branch of the tree. All right, so.
But they're all similar. You know what I'm saying?
Belichick. Listen, I love Parcells. I love the guy. Yeah. I absolutely love Parcells. So, real fast, give me the three. You have to do this. You can't say no. Give me the three best or whatever from the Francesa tree. I'm going to put you on it.
Myself included?
Of course.
All right,
I'm going to put you on there so you don't sound like a goof. I put you on it.
Oh, I mean, what do you mean?
I'm saying so you can stay humble. I'm putting you on it. I'm giving you the respect. I'm putting you on the tree.
Not the Mike and Chris tree?
No,
just
no,
the Mike.
We'll get to Chris. No, no. This is the Francesa tree.
I don't really know who else there is.
Is Moose, McGonagall, where's C-Mac from?
Oh, McGonagall, yeah, C-Mac is on there.
Would Moose be on that tree, or is he more of a Mad Dog guy?
I mean, he was with Mike and the Mad Dog. Since Mike was solo.
Yeah. Carlin, a Francesa guy? I know they had a falling out,
yeah.
But.
I mean, again, I think that was a Mike and the Mad Dog. Moose and Carlin were both Mike and the Mad Dog guys.
Okay, but it's fair to say that Sal and C-Mac are from
my
the Francesa
guys,
tree?
Yes. Well, because I was there at the end of the Mike and the Mad Dog show.
Okay.
And then there at the beginning of the Mike solo show.
Okay, so there you go. So that is definitely applicable. Yeah. Now, give me two names. I want to just see which tree is better, is what I'm getting after here.
Well,
now give me the two best branches from the Mad Dog tree. So we got Sal and C-Mac. That's good. That's good for the Francesa tree.
There's got to be more. I'm just not thinking of them off the top of my head.
I'm sure there's more. There's
because,
definitely
more. Really, after me, is there really a list? No, there's got to be
more.
The
tree
died. There's got to be.
It got fungus.
Jerry
Recco diseased.
Worked on their show. Ian Eagle worked on
Recco
their show.
Recco was on Mad Dog.
Well, I'm saying.
Recco's a Mad Dog guy?
They were Mike and the Mad Dog. So you got Ian Eagle coming from that
tree. Is Birdman more Mad Dog or Mike?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. I really
don't
know.
Okay. All right. So you don't have anybody for the Mad Dog tree? What about Shine? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
No, I think Moose is a Mad Dog guy.
All right, so Moose on the Mad Dog tree.
He was Mike and.
I know.
If you're just separating.
I'm trying to get a little
separate. Well, Dog never worked here solo, so I don't. It's hard to.
Yeah, but Dog had his guys. I mean, Dog was close with certain guys, and Mike was close with certain. Who, Gio, Mad Dog, or Mike? Well, I know he's not Mike.
I would probably guess Mad Dog.
Okay, so now this Mad Dog tree is looking pretty good. It might be dwarfing the Mike tree.
I'd still take the Mike tree. Come on.
Who cares?
Exactly right.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.